Fanning, weekends on 2FM.
The link between popular music and advertising is nothing new. Today we might feel aggrieved when one of our favourite tunes is the soundtrack to an ad for a broadband provider or whatever. But what if the band itself popped up in the ad? This is what we're talking about here now, because Owen Sweeney is here once again with ads from the past. Quite often that was the case back in the day, by the way. And, you know, the bands popping up, doing the ads themselves. Pop culture archivist, all round good egg. Owen Sweeney, did somebody write any of this, or is this coming off the top of my head? Basically, here with some examples. What are we looking at this time around?
Well, as you say, we're going to look at bands themselves. Now, rather than kind of having a classic song, as you say in an ad nowadays, the band, when they were either starting out or when they were at the very early, the dawn of their career, do you know what I mean? Particularly in this first example, we get to very, very shortly. Not thinking, obviously, that they'd still be doing it 50 years later, hint, hint. They sold out. Are their management sold out because of, you know, avarice? Let's make as much cash. These Rolling Stones lads aren't going to be around for very long. Rolling Stones did an ad. I've ruined it already. We'll get to it straight away. 1964, David. February the 6th. What I love about this is because the band's obviously assumed such, you know, pop culture legendary status.
You can dig for the dates and get them.
The dates are there. Pye Studios in London, where they subsequently recorded albums like Between the Buttons and all that. They recorded a jingle for Rice Krispies. They did.
Wake up in the morning, there's a snap around the place. Wake up in the morning, there's a crackle in your face. Wake up in the morning, there's a pop that really says Rice Krispies to you and you and you. Pour on the milk and listen to the sound that says it's nice. Pour on the milk and listen to the crackle of that rice. Get up in the morning to the pop that says it's rice. Hear them talking crisp. Rice Krispies.
You're not, that's the harmonica, everything. Hold on a second.
Allegedly, now I can't prove this one way or the other, but Brian Jones is allegedly one of the co-writers of that jingle.
I didn't know that. Hold on a second now. It exists
in film form on YouTube, by the way, which you listen to after the show.
Stones doing an ad for Rice Krispies.
It was a TV ad, but that obviously is Mick Jagger and the rest of the lads. Well, I assume it's the rest of the lads, but it's definitely Brian Jones, I think, on harmonica. Or actually, maybe Mick, who was playing the harmonica? But definitely him singing, and wake up in the morning to the crackle of that rice, as he says in that jingle.
I love
there.
It.
So, 1964. No,
wake up in the morning, there's a snap around the place.
That's right. Yeah.
Wow, that's incredible. Okay, let's move on. I think we know what we're doing now. Bands who are kind of shilling for ads back in the day.
Yeah, they were writing the songs or singing the jingles, you know, if they didn't write them themselves, but definitely they're fronting up. So it's not kind of taking the song and matching it once the song has been
okay.
Hit. So look, at pop art, you could lecture me on this, I'm sure, for hours. But that whole kind of pop art phenomenon of the 1960s, the art school kids, The Who were probably the most obvious example. They did an album in 1967, I think it was called, appropriately, Who Sell Out, and they did the four shots. It was a gatefold, or at least maybe it wasn't a gatefold actually, but it was just kind of the two in the front, two in the back
shots,
and the most famous one being Roger Daltrey in a tub of baked beans.
That's right.
The album was sequenced so it sounded like out in the boats, pirate radio station broadcast. So there's kind of Radio London jingles in between. There was an ad that John Entwistle wrote for Heinz Baked Beans.
Right.
Was it a postmodern, or then just modern, kind of pastiche?
So what are you telling me? The Who did an ad for baked beans?
The Who did ads for baked beans. The Who did ads for everybody. Now,
really?
They put this on their album. So I think the management were probably going, oh, it's all a big witty joke, etc. We're remarking upon commercialism.
Postmodern before postmodern.
Exactly. But, and then maybe trying to, you know, back reference or back pay for the ads, that having already done a jingle for Heinz Baked Beans for free. But The Who themselves in 1967 did ads for a bunch of products, one of which was Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola. Just thinking, like, potatoes were 22p, now 21p. Like, Lidl. I mean, seriously, that was an ad for, like, what, 50, 60 seconds of just things go, but I will Coke.
Yes.
And then Keith Moon going flailing on the drums.
It's
yeah?
very definitely Keith Bizarre. Moon. You know, it could be anyone saying, well, I mean, it sounds like The Who, doesn't it? But yeah, it's brilliant and such energy put into it. There's albums out there, Dave, and obviously people can access them however they want to access them, buy them legitimately on Discogs, well, a lot of them are bootlegs. Full of just Coca-Cola ads, for example, right. but various right. other ones. Pete Townsend, probably don't have time for it, but Pete Townsend did a little PSA in America in 1967 for the US Air Force. Do you actually want to snippet over there?
This is Pete Townsend. It's very the odd. US Air Force.
Yeah, Vietnam War, 1967. This is him.
Happy Jack wasn't old, but he was a man.
Hi, this is Pete Townsend of The Who. I just want to say that the United States Air Force is a great place to be, a great place to learn a space-age skill and serve your country, too. The Aerospace Team. That's where all the breakthroughs are. See your United States Air Force recruiter. Find out how you too can fly the skies, reach for the moon, and touch the stars in the United States Air Force.
Wow.
Very strange. Makes no reference to it in his autobiography, but Dave Marsh in a prior biography said he
regretted it. U2 wasn't a reference to an airplane, was it?
I think it must have been, actually. Very. Yeah. And Reach for the Moon, come on.
Right, yeah,
what
exactly,
a reference
yeah.
to Keith and the band.
And so the Reach for the Moon was a couple of years before they went to the moon, wasn't
That's
it?
That's right, two years beforehand. So maybe they're over-egging kind of the whole NASA
That's
end of things.
Very
but
strange.
1967, yeah. Vietnam, conscription was on the way. They did lots of ads. They did ads for a kind of make your milkshakes at home brand called Great Shakes, which has long since shuffled off its mortal coil. But also, Dave, the Yardbirds featuring Jimmy Page. Apparently one of the few recordings of Jimmy Page and Jeff Beck, although I cannot prove this, on guitar together. It's long since thought.
Well, hold on. Jimmy Page did everything in the
60s. Yeah, and but the he other was person, in the Yardbirds,
and weirdly enough, the other person was John Paul Jones. They were on every single... They were on singles. Jimmy Page once told me they was on a single by The Bachelors. And he said, or at least, I think I was on a single by The Bachelors. He never had any idea what it was all for.
Here's an ad for Great Shakes.
A bit like Brian Johnson the other week from ACDC. He said, like, you had to go down and do an audition. They were saying, like, you know, he said, can I just tell me what the name of the band is? The woman says, no, I can't tell you. Said, well, give me the initials. She says, okay, ACDC. It's brilliant. Okay, hold on a second. The Yardbirds doing Great Shakes. That's over under sideways down.
Well spotted.
Yeah.
Well
spotted.
Sort of found him now with Great Shakes.
Great Shake Shake Mix comes in two new soda fountain flavors. Flippy new chocolate fudge-flavored Great Shakes and wild new strawberry-flavored Great Shakes. Both turn milk into a real thick shake, so thick it stands up to a straw. Great Shake.
It's so creamy, thick and dreamy. Any place can be a soda fountain now. With Great Shakes, new Great Shakes. If you want your own soda fountain.
What's the name?
I presume the voice in the middle is just a voiceover guy.
It's just a voiceover
guy. It's not a Yardbird. Okay.
No, it's
all right,
not.
Let's move on. That's Jimmy Page, the Yardbirds, Great Shakes.
That's
which
right.
was a whatever. It was a, what was it? It was a thing.
It was a make your own milkshakes at home.
Of course it was.
1966, okay. October 1966.
I didn't listen.
Any place can be a milkshake place or something. Because that's what the kids were at. But if you wanted something a drop of some harder stuff than perhaps Great Shakes or indeed Coca-Cola, Cream, for it was them, did an ad for a beer called Falstaff, which I'd never heard of.
Cream doing
cream.
So is
the
is this,
cream.
So who's is it Steve? It's Steve? At least is it Steve? No. Is it wait a minute? Jack Bruce?
Jack Bruce. This is Jack Bruce. Wait till you hear it. It has
and
a real.
Is Eric Clapton, Ginger Baker on this?
It has to be. It was definitely Jack Bruce. It sounds a bit like Sunshine of Your Love, and they put it on a box set of Disraeli Gears.
Falstaff, a clear beer from St. Louis, brings you Cream from London.
They're over egging the whole to use that phrase again, the whole slaking of thirst.
Falstaff,
just, yeah, okay, go it's, on.
It's
okay.
Somewhat ironic given...
That's cream, was Falstaff beer.
Given that Clapton left the Yardbirds because they're going in a too commercial direction, really, when you
really?
Think about it, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
What about San Francisco, late 1960s, the summer of love and all that sort of crack, and Jefferson Airplane. They had yet to release White Rabbit, but they had done an ad, three ads, in fact, for Levi Strauss, Levi's jeans. This is Grace Slick. There's three of them, three different lead vocals on it. This is also collected on a bootleg of LPR jingles from the 1960s. The Sopworth Camel, do you remember them?
Mm.
They're another band, yeah. turned up Quicksilver Messenger Service, mm. another one. Anyway, this is Jefferson Airplane. The jeans were white Levi's, but being obviously creative, in creative control, the band and Grace Slick here tries to sell you white jeans that come in black and blue, so you're not mishearing things. It's just the drugs the band were on.
Now, Jefferson Airplane.
I mean, there's an element of God, Grace, turn that noise off. I mean, it's sorry, what?
Levi's went to the bands. They wanted some cool hipness. They
and
went to San
creative
Francisco.
Control is
they
yours,
said,
obviously.
Off you go. I want three ads. The band said, right, what are they for white denim?
Now you know why they send in a team from creatives.
Well,
whatever.
Given yeah. that you're saying they come in blue and, was it blue and
I don't
black
know.
Or whatever?
I don't care.
No, it exactly doesn't matter. But can you imagine if you're sitting there at the board meeting kind of going, what? You paid them what? For what? Anyway.
Okay, go on.
This is an absolute gem now. This is, we've gone from Grace Slick to I suppose one of the icons of the folk rock British late 1960s, early 1970s. It's Sandy Denny I'm talking about clearly here. She did 19 CD box set come out long after she's dead, obviously, only a few years ago. This didn't make it because it was lost in the mists of time. So I love when stuff like this pops up. It's an ad for butter and it's clearly Sandy Denny.
I'm just thinking, didn't Johnny Rotten do an ad for
he
well, that
did.
Was margarine, was
yeah,
it?
Well, I think having that argument this morning, in fact, was it real butter or was it fake butter? But that was John. Now that was just Johnny Rotten kind of.
That's
you know,
why I'm
wearing
to sit at the bar and have a pint. Talk, you know, the proper things. Like, that's, you know, did Johnny Rotten do an ad for margarine or butter?
Exactly.
Why is it that every Greek statue has no nose? What do cats really mean when they meow? Those kind of questions need to be answered. Mine's a Guinness. Here, so here's Sandy Denny with
Denny,
butter.
Have a listen.
When you think how little extra it costs, when you think how much pleasure it gives, could you really give them anything else but butter?
We're all a lot better for butter.
Come on.
It's gorgeous voice. It's definitely Sandy Denny.
Seriously, she's a bit on half bricking there.
Yeah. It's a bit Fotheringay as well, to be fair. We're all a lot better for butter.
Right. Okay. Go
on.
Move on.
Okay, let's go back to America then. And some Baroque, as I say in America, some Baroque, as we might say here. Baroque pop. It is the Left Bank. They were together for what, three, 4 years? The Left Bank?
I vaguely heard.
Walk Away Renee?
Was
Pretty
was that
Ballerina?
Yeah. Yeah, all right, okay.
She May Call You Up Tonight? Right. Need I Go On? That's just the first album.
Okay.
They did three ads. Here's one of them. This is for, they did one for Coke, needless to say, everyone did. Here's one for Hertz Rent-A-Car.
When you have a place to go and the buses just don't show, make the journey much more fun. Call the folks at number one. Hertz Rent-A-Car. Hertz Rent-A-Car. Hertz will get you there and back in time. When there's someone you gotta meet and the subway's got you. Yes, the biggest should do more.
When you say Walk Away, Renee, to me that was the Four Tops, like Levi Stubbs, Tears and all that kind of stuff.
Yes, indeed.
The left
Billy
bank.
Bragg.
Okay, that's bank with the Hurts ad. Okay, where are you going next?
Let's go to Dunleary.
I knew you'd go there, yeah.
Right. Dunleary. Yeah. Let's go to the People's Park.
Go on.
I think it was 1970.
Right.
It's lost in the mists of time. The only member of the band whose phone number I have, I could ring up, probably wouldn't remember either. So let's not ring him.
Oh, yeah.
It is Horse Lips. It is Marinda. It has turned up on Reeling in the Years. It's a great, great clip.
Yeah.
They were formed, you know, in an ad agency.
Ad agencies, yeah.
Yeah. Jim was kind of wandering through Stephen's Green. They all got together, needed a band for an ad. This is them being the band in the ad.
And then they said, why not form a band called, why not stay as Horse Lips? Okay.
And they did.
Marinda.
Hey, Marinda!
Hey, Marinda! Orange Marinda! Hey, Marinda! Orange Marinda! Hey, 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 Marinda! Sparkling with flavor!
So they formed for the ad and then they became Horse Lips.
They just mined
Horse
Lips. Yes, they became Horse Lips, and Declan Sinnott, I think, is in the ad before Johnny Feen joined the band. But this real bang of I'd Like to Teach the World to Sing off.
There
that,
is a bit,
there?
Yeah.
And go to YouTube after this show, obviously, Dave, in your case. Go to YouTube and read some of the comments. It's a lot of people saying, oh, yeah, I was down in Bray at the time and it went up. I remember being there. Oh, that's me and the thing. We weren't drinking Marinda at the time. And then they start listing what was in their glasses or bottles of orange fizzy pop. And it wasn't just orange fizzy
Very
pop.
Good. Okay.
So that'll entertain you for a few minutes anyway. Right. Do we have time for Iron Butterfly?
Yeah.
Go for it. This is kind of a famous story. The band Iron Butterfly, Dave, you could lecture me on this as well. They're a band who really didn't get up to much
in
after.
In the Gadda Davida.
Exactly. Which a lot of people know from The Simpsons. They didn't really get up to much after that. They were tied in due to managerial contracts and avarice and whatever to doing this. This is called Ban Roll On Deodorant. Anyway, have a little listen.
Okay, it's not as long as In the Gadda Davida. That's about half an hour.
Yeah. This is to the tune of So Low from their debut LP.
All right, all you lepidopterists, get out your steel nets and let's go catch the iron butterfly. Man won't wear off as the day wears on.
It won't wear off as the day wears on.
Oh, right, it's a deodorant.
Yeah, it's not a high point, is it?
They rhyme it with Pong.
It's a proper studio recording, though. You can hear it in the phone.
Turn on band spray deodorant. It doesn't turn off even after you turn in.
Okay,
it's a copywriter's nightmare, isn't it?
Where are you going next?
Well, I have two left. Have we time for two? You only need to play a snippet of this one. I like the story behind this one. This is a hair metal band called Cinderella from Philadelphia. They used to hang out after gigs and whatever. They had no money in this chili dog's place. Your man said, why don't you do an ad for me? And it is horrific. Hats Chili Dogs.
What?
Hats Chili Dogs.
So Pat's Chili Dogs.
Yep, Pat's Chili Dogs in Philadelphia. There you go.
I mean, I know you've heard it before, but I've got to give you a little bit of this. I mean, we all know this, even though it's not music and beforehand. Listen.
Hi, this is Philip Liner from Thin Lizzy. And the boys at Maxell Sound Tapes asked me what I thought of Maxell cassettes. Well, even if they hadn't paid me as much money as they have, I would have said that they're good tapes. They're well put together and you get a nice recording quality. That's Maxell. That's the one. You know what I mean?
Okay, go on. Give us your last one there.
I
what
love
is
it? Okay, in a rock and roll vein. This is March 1980. You yeah. mentioned him just there, and he was on the show a couple of weeks ago. He's up in Newcastle. His band, Joey,
you have
had
the
broken
ad.
Up. I have the
Johnson.
Ad.
Oh, God,
I have the Brian Johnson
the
ad. He's coming down to London. He gets a phone call from, as you say, the woman. She goes, what's the name of the band? The initials are ACDC. He goes, right, I'll come down to London.
Well, no, he didn't know until he got there. He was going to do an audition for a band that he knew. He didn't know who the band
was. Well, he said, yes, okay.
So he was, I might as well join that up with the fact that I've been asked to do an ad for a Hoover or something.
100% for Hoover. Right. As in the brand.
Oh, right.
Hoover
itself, yeah.
So he thought, so he said, as he says in the story, he does the ad because he's made £350 and residuals. Yeah. So he was on his uppers at the time. And he's coming out, he's thinking, oh no, I have to get back to Newcastle. And he goes, will I go to this audition or not? Mm. And he goes, flip it. And he goes to the audition. And of course,
and then back in Black Cells, 30 million albums.
Exactly. The world changes then for him. But this is the ad. Brian Johnson, March 1980, the same day he joined AC/DC, doing an ad for Hoover.
The new high-powered compact from Hoover. It's a beautiful mover. The new compact does more than beat. It also cleans. It also sweeps. And brushes right to the edge. Right to the edge. Changing a bag as easy as ABC. The new high power compact mover. It's a beautiful mover.
Wow. That's fantastic.
But he didn't do Shaking Back because then he could have sung Shook Me All Night Long.
But I mean, indeed, absolutely. But no, very good. No, he was doing the. Like the whole thing,
the whole rock
probably
mannerisms.
Got him ready for the AC/DC.
He certainly
an hour later.
But he almost didn't go to that audition, isn't that mad?
Bizarre. So, sorry, what's he singing in this? What's
also,
he saying?
Who made Hoover, Dave? That's my favourite.
Who made Hoover?
No,
what?
Sorry, you need to be, yeah.
Okay, just tell me, what's he saying in that ad? What's the actual thing? Hold on.
The new high powered compact from Hoover.
New high powered compact.
It's compact vacuum cleaner.
Yeah. The new compact does more than beat. It also cleans, it also sweeps, and brushes right to the edge. Right to the edge.
Right to the edge.
It's bizarre.
And Hoover's right to the edge. This is 1980 now, folks.
Yeah. Right.
Long before we heard of James Dyson.
Indeed. Okay. All right, listen, Owen Sweeney, good man. Thanks a million, Owen, for all of that.
It was the same day he joined AC/DC. That's a pretty good story.
That's
though.
A great
That's
story.
A pretty
it
good
really
story.
Is. And it's nearly,
quid
it's nearly as good as Philo getting it wrong.
Hi, this is Philip Liner from Thin Lizzy. The boys at Maxwell Sound Tapes asked me what I thought of Maxwell cassettes. Well, I think they're great. I felt like Tony the f***ing Tiger for Frosties. They're great.
Dave Fanning, weekends on 2FM.